Back at Denver's, yo, did you see this?
Did you see that shit?
I did. I meant to look at it.
Damn, when I saw it.
My bad.
Catch me up.
Catch
me up. Man,
because I saw y'all talking about it, but bro. I meant to go. Like I said, I've been busy, man. I meant to go look at it.
Oh, man. This is when the internet meets the streets.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Tell me about it. Give me a recap. What happened?
Vic Mensa was on that. You could tell, like, out the game. He was not fucking with academics.
Yes.
The horror movie.
Right. But that ain't hip hop album review, Big Boy Boomiverse. Boomiverse. Or Boomiverse. I don't know.
Boomiverse.
But this is the first Big Boy project we tackle, right?
Yep.
And I've listened to all three projects. And this falls into the same category I put the other ones in.
What category is that?
Yeah, we don't know.
What's the category?
There's about 4 or 5 songs I like, and then the rest of it I'm not gonna come back to. I don't know, when I listen to Big Boy, so a lot of his tracks just remind me of how old he is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, it's not music that translates to me in a sense of replay value. Not saying that it's a bad song, like the one with Snoop. You know what I'm saying? Get with it. Like, it's okay. Like, I'm not listening to that again. The joint with Eric Bellinger, Over Thunk. Not listening to that again. Like, it just does not have replay value, and it just makes, I don't know, it just makes me think of Big Boy as an older cat in hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, like he's not giving me anything new, fresh, or whatever, even though he does do that though. You know what I'm saying? So it's not the fact that he can't do that, because he gives it to me with Kill Jill, which is fucking an amazing song. And when I first heard it, I was actually linking it up with one of my homies, and he was playing that shit in the car. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Look at this beat, is stupid, all this bass. And then when Jeezy come on, the whole fucking hook is nothing but a bass note. So if you're a Jeezy fan, you already know, Jeezy and bass, they go together. This song, it was Killer Mike's song. And he hit a Big Boy, he's like, hey, I got a beat for you, but I gotta be on it. There's no way that you're not putting me on it. And basically, he just sent it to Big Boy, and then this came up.
Now I wanna know who
that is.
Yeah.
Now listen to it on this album.
Yes, because it sounds like it's killer
shit.
And Big Boy was just featured on to me. To me. Not to you?
No.
Oh.
Well, the beat didn't sound like something that was typical of either one of them.
No, it didn't.
That's why I thought it was dope.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you brought that up. But because I think there was a couple of other tracks on here that he rapped over. And I was asking myself, I'm like, has he ever rapped over songs like beats like this before?
Organized
Noise and Young Cali.
They produced it.
Yeah.
See, that's why I was trying to wait until he was done. But yeah, I don't really get what you're saying.
In terms of
not about you liking it or not, that's whatever. Mm-hmm. But in terms of this being in the same bucket with the others, because when he put out his first solo project, I was like, this shit is amazing. His second one, Vicious Lies, it was cool, but it wasn't like incredible. Like, it didn't grab
me. On that electronic type stuff and stuff like that.
Yeah,
in the midst throughout the album.
It didn't really work as well.
Yeah.
But this
I didn't
one,
like the second album.
I don't think anybody sounds like this. And I don't even think this sounds that much like his other projects.
No, and I don't mean in a sense that they sound similar. I'm just saying in a sense of the
like
replay value, the songs that I can take away from and be
you.
Like,
okay.
Yes, I like this is Big Boy. Exactly. I'm not, like, sonic, you know, they've been, they're different.
Okay.
But just what I can take away and be like, yo, like, I want to listen to this.
Sure.
They're in the same bucket for me in that regard. But in the South with Gucci, man,
that Pimp C sample.
Hold on, wait, Gucci came in on that shit too.
Man. Yeah, man, Gucci sounded good.
Yes,
Gucci killed that. Big Boy killed that. Beat was the epitome of Southern Boom, Cadillac trunk music,
right.
All that bumping, all that shit.
Bro, I was in the car bouncing.
Oh my!
I was leaving work. I was in the car bouncing. And I haven't had that feeling in a long time.
Yeah.
That song is very, very throwback UGK.
Yeah,
when you're talking about him, that old feeling that you got from it, I get that with that song, because that took me all the way back to
MJG.
That took me all the way back.
Like Freakonomics, like that song there, that just reminded
that was
me.
One of the songs.
Exactly, it just reminded me of Big Boy's old.
Man, I don't have anything to do with it.
You like Freakonomics?
I've been trying to wait.
No, man.
I think this album is a fucking amazing. Like, this shit is the best Big Boy solo project.
I agree.
Mainly because his flow on this album is stupid. Every fucking song. It's one of those albums where it's not even about what he's saying. He could be fucking saying the ABCs.
His cadence is just,
but it's the way he's saying it.
Yeah.
It sounds so fucking good. And these beats.
Yeah. Like, amazing.
Throughout this project, he's giving you so many different styles. Like, if this motherfucker can do a song with goddamn Adam Levine and me not get pissed off and radio out the fucking window, right, and he's doing something good, like that song. Mike Jackson.
I was surprised I'm not like a Maroon
5. No, I'm not a Maroon 5 fan. No. But
I was surprised.
And I don't like Adam Levine's features typically.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that song, even though it sounds like some weird club song, Big Boy freaked it. And y'all talk about freaking Namas, man, y'all better go outside.
Y'all better
that song is fucking dope. The only song I didn't like was Overthunk. When you were saying that, I was like, yeah, I'm with you on that. Because it wasn't that it was bad. It just...
It had substance to it, but I didn't rock with the hook.
I didn't really either.
I thought it was Usher.
I didn't really either.
You know what I thought was Usher. Hilarious?
Yeah, I did too.
I thought it was Usher at first.
Maybe because I had already seen his name.
First comes on, I thought he was like, you know why your grandma had the fucking plastic on the couch?
Oh, my God!
I was like, bro, come on, man. That's the one that fucked me. I was like, come on, man. I want to hear this shit.
That Snoop shit was good. I actually like that. I think that was a good collab. I think that beat was perfect.
Snoop actually rapped again, unlike a lot of features he's been doing lately.
Exactly. It was on that pimp shit, man, on that joint.
Snoop been getting that check.
Yeah.
But this was different. Yeah, okay, no, he had to rap. He's on the track with Big Boy.
He better.
You know, you better rap. Yeah, I think it's a blend of you know, old Outkast, and it's like three projects, some Southern shit. It's like funky. It's funky, it's Southern, it's soulful.
It's electric.
And that's what I liked about it. Like, I thought that in terms of the balance, right, he didn't veer too far away from what he was doing with his first two projects to just give you like this Southern shit, the Southern Outkast shit or whatever you want to call it. Like, he was like, I'm going to still do me. But I'm going to show y'all motherfuckers I'm still not a motherfucker out here to fuck with.
Right, in
terms of the mic. And Currency surprised me on here.
I was going to ask y'all. Manny Fresh, I like
the way they used him on here.
Yeah.
I really did. I think he used him as an instrument. And I was like, because I kept saying, is that Currency? Because you didn't see his name anywhere. And I was like, damn, that's kind of dope the way he used him. You didn't like Currency on that Manny Fresh shit?
Boring.
But you know, I could.
Manny Fresh beat was dope. Yeah. That song itself was dope.
The way Big Boy came.
Man, stop.
You don't like the way Currency was rapping on the Manny Fresh
show? He didn't rap.
Yes, he did.
He had a verse. I might have tuned him out.
I was confused between.
Yeah, he had a verse.
I might have tuned him out.
Because I was like, man, you know what? I could probably go for
it. Oh, he did. It was his third verse. Third verse on there was Currency. I see why people like him. I'm not shitting on the guy. It's just, I think his voice and his cadence is just, it's not interesting to me.
Yeah. It's an acquired taste.
Yeah, I can't tell. It is. Acquired. But, All Night. When it got to All Night, that was when I knew I was gonna love this project. And that's when I knew that Big Boy is one of the best rappers from the South. Y'all probably remember it. It was whacked out as fuck. I was like, what the fuck is this beat? And I was like, oh, finally it's gonna be a track that I fucking hate. Shit. The first, like, damn, like, the way Big Boy rapped over that beat, I was just like, who the fucking rap over this? This fucking fluffy Big ass hatches on this shit, and it didn't even sound happy no more. I understand what you're saying, where it's like, it reminds you he's an old ass man, because he's rapping over like a lot of these funk samples, but like these electro samples, like who raps over this?
Okay. Hey, you like me, you're a Big Boy fan, right?
Corrupt.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Corrupt.
Yeah. Corrupt ain't changed one bit.
Amen.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Corrupt fucking snapped. He was like, he was rapping but talking to you at the same time.
Yeah.
He was it was like he was just like, I want you to take me as serious as you fucking can. Mm-hmm. So I want you to make sure you hear every fucking thing I say. Man, I love Corrupt, man. When I saw he was featured on there, I was like, I can't wait to hear. And when he came in,
He didn't disappoint at all.
Bruh.
The features were on point on this.
He got the right artist for the right tracks for every track. I'm like, damn. Shout out to Beat Butcher and Season Astrology producers. They did that. The track with Corrupt. He got the mic on it. Some underground producers.
That track was dope too.
good to see them get some a major placement.
I love Big Boy's humor on this.
Yeah, I was gonna mention.
Like, the shit that he says is just so fucking old school pimp. But then it's like this modern bit though, like when you talk about MapQuesting to your house, I'm like, what the fuck? He used to cook me some soul food, I'll MapQuest your house and pull up with a trunk full. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, Big Boy says the smoothest shit that I don't think a lot of other people could really pull off. But this album surprised the fuck out of me. I didn't really think I was gonna like it nearly as much.
Did you hear the single first?
I heard Kill Jill. Was that the single?
Yeah.
I heard Kill Jill and I was like, okay, it sounds like a dope Big Boy song. Mm-hmm. But then I saw the cover and I was just like, this might be some weird shit. Then I saw the track listing. I'm like, bro, I'm not fucking with no Adam Levine. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, is he gonna go the weird pop route? Mm-hmm. But no. And then, well, actually, yeah, he did. Like, there are pop songs on here, but he does it so well that it doesn't come off like a try-hard pop song. Mm-hmm. It comes off so easy. Like, there are so many avenues on this project. Like, so many different styles that Big Boy is doing that work so much better than his last project. And I just can't see that many rappers who could really pull this off. And I think he really shows what a flow master he is on this. Like, Big Boy can do the choppy, he can do the smooth, he can do mixtures of both, but every fucking song, it's just like he sounds perfect.
And word is, this is just one of two he has.
Man, stop it, Big Boy. Man, just stop. So, let these motherfuckers breathe for a minute. God damn. Because I don't think anybody's expecting this to be, at least I wasn't.
Yeah. Coming off his last album, I did kind of have like some low expectations.
Yeah.
Going into this album, I had some
low expectations. Shit, once I heard Kill Jill, I'm like, hey, you can't be putting this shit out here and then the rest of this shit trash. You know what I'm saying? Like, because that song is, that shit's up there.
It was a bar setter for you.
Yeah, so to me, once I heard that, my expectation was raised. Obviously, coming from that last project, I'm like, oh man, I don't know. And when I heard it and then my boy was playing it, I'm like, nigga, who's that? This gonna be on Big Boy shit?
So what did you not like about the rest of the songs?
When I say grown man music, right, I feel like that's something that I can personally relate to, right? Where it's like for me growing up, them talking about certain things, and then I'm like, damn, I'm actually experiencing that now. Where with Big Boy, with some of his songs,
old man music
is old man music. where it just sounds like it, like, just sounds a bit over the hill. Like I'm not relating to those topics and subjects. Like
topics.
Well, I'm just the music. Like get with me.
I'm gonna let Kendrick rap over some old soul samples, but Big Boy can't.
But remember, well, what did I say in that review? To Pimp a Butterfly, there was a lot of songs on there.
Yeah,
I didn't.
You were
like
critical about that. You were critical. So, and it had funk sound that he was critical about too.
So you don't. So that makes sense. With funk.
Yeah.
Now, like, I can see that because you grew up in a Spanish house. Y'all were playing that kind of shit. Okay, that makes sense. You didn't have Bootsy up in your house. I get it.
My favorite tracks on this joint, Kill Jill, In the South, Follow These. I'll keep it there.
Kill Jill, Order of Operation.
Yeah. Order of Operation, put that on my list. My bad.
Kill Jill, In the South, Order of Operation, Made Man. And Follow These. Yeah, Follow These.
Shit. Currency. Kill Jill, Mike Jack, In the South, All Night, just because it was such a surprise for you to fucking freak the shit out that song. Made Man and Follow These, definitely.
Big Boy, if you watching, hey, I have enjoyed your albums. Definitely two out of the three. You motherfucking legend, bro. You want to make music, go ahead and make music. You want to have a hiatus, go ahead and have a hiatus. I think you've earned whatever you want to do. So I'm not going to say anything, but thank you for another good album. I appreciate it.
Yes, great job on the album. I think only like two tracks I didn't like. Other than that, I pretty much enjoyed this a lot. Good way to remind folks, you know, people always sit around talking about Andre 3000 this, Andre 3000 that. And I think this album is a great job to remind everyone in the hip hop world that, look, you exist and you was here to stay. You've shown everyone why you've been a legend in the game for 20 plus years and you can still come out and make an album.
Yeah, I echo what B was saying in terms of, you know, showing motherfuckers that you're no joke on the mic and reminding motherfuckers out here, you know, to put some respect on your name when they're talking about, you know, Big Boy. So I think that was dope. Being a fan of you since the very beginning, like I go way back, all the way back to, you know, the first project and being in fucking high school. Like, it's good to hear years motherfucking later that you still can fucking rap your ass off and you still can put out good motherfucking music. That's not easy. Most people fall off a cliff hard.
Yep.
Man, just keep doing your thing, man. And I mean, shit, I'll always be a fan.
Yeah, this is easily one of the best things I've heard this year. This album is great. I think it's interesting that you're showing that you can rap over so many different styles and still make a cohesive project. You know what I mean? Like, you're showing that you can make an album that I feel like would appeal to the most backpacker-ish of backpackers. That would appeal to dudes that like more experimental hip-hop. And that will appeal to dudes who love that Southern shit. Like, you're doing all that. And I think that you've made amazing solo material, but you haven't made something that broke you away this much from what Outkast was doing. And that showed that you can be really daring. And I think that you definitely did that on this project. But your flow throughout this shit is just, to me, it's smooth as butter, man. Like, this album really made me. It's a fun rap project. And I don't really like fun rap projects, but this one really made me smile, like, the whole way through. But yeah, man, I love this shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, great job.